Seeing more around you. Feeling the body now. What do you notice? What's happening in the body? What do those hands feel like? Does the left hand feel different to the right foot? That foot's been there all along, hasn't it? But until you were paying attention now, you weren't noticing it, were you? What are these other things that you're noticing in your body now? Left shoulder, maybe. What's that feel like? As your shoulders drop down, even more relaxing now. Your back. Feels good to relax, doesn't it? Feeling your body relax. Paying attention to the sounds in your ears now. Oh, those eyes, you might have already closed them. And if you haven't, you can just go ahead and close them now. Because when your eyes are closed, doesn't some other part of you come more awake? And like Neo, when he opens his eyes, it's the first time that you can truly see. He wakes up in his pod, taking a deep breath. The plugs in his arms, legs, popping out of him now. Pod opening, sliding down, like Dorothy following the white rabbit. All the way down the rabbit hole, Neo sliding more down. That's right. As he keeps sliding, dropping even further down, not even knowing what adventure he's in for. As he keeps dropping further down, just a little bit further to go. Because the deeper that you go, the more you find you can relax down here and learn these ideas at a deeper level now. And he washes out, doesn't he, at the bottom into the sewer. He's free of the prison, but with his eyes closed, he could not see. Rescued, eyes open, seeing the world for what it is. Now, he's on a new path, setting himself free. And it's not just freedom that together we've been creating in this program, is it? When Andy Dufresne escaped from his prison cell and banged his way into the sewer line and crawled his way through all that muck to get to freedom, he had escaped, but was he free? To discover a deeper purpose that we've talked about throughout this program. Neo may have escaped the pod, but he wasn't free until he had lived out his grandest purpose, setting the rest of humanity free. What are these purposes for you? What does it mean for you to be truly free? To access the keys for unlocking the prisons, swimming your own way to freedom, navigating the sewer traps, finding a deeper sense of purpose is much more meaningful than simply discovering what it now means to be free. In the last track, we just came out of the prison of all prisons, didn't we? By unlocking the master key. The prison of the mind may be the ultimate prison, and also the ultimate key to freeing yourself from every other prison. For they too are prisons of the mind. We can feel stuck in our jobs, but we're hardly working in a chain gang, are we? We can feel stuck in poverty, even imprisoned by our riches. But when we free our minds, we're already becoming more free. And isn't time all about your mind? How you perceive your time? Just in changing the way you think about your time, you're already more free to dream and scheme of the life you truly want. To shift more of your time to higher level thinking, deeper purpose, deep meaning.